Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're hanging out with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. I did not realize that chai was going to start arguments in the chatty house.
That's a weird one to
chai start. Tea house.
Yeah? That's kind of a weird thing to start an argument over.
Right? Somebody said, well, I guess it's not really an argument.
Okay.
But
I'm just not a chai guy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to like everything.
No, I'm totally fine with that.
Somebody not liking a thing. You don't have to apologize for not liking a thing.
Nope.
I don't know, man.
I've had a cold brew a couple of times, caramel salted cold brew. And for whatever reason, the caffeine in that.
Cold brew's crazy.
I'm amped all afternoon.
Yeah. Correct cold brew punch in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Vietnamese iced coffee is really good. Don't disagree. This is funny, though. Aldrin J said Vietnamese iced coffee greater than chai. That's like two separate things. That's like two different. Totally different things that you're comparing.
Yeah, it's like.
That's like, I don't know, sourdough bread greater than remote control.
They're totally different.
Although,
things.
I think that's the correct take, because if you told me I could have either sourdough bread or a remote control for my television, I think I would rather take sourdough for the rest of my life.
Really?
Assuming I have a means of manually changing whatever app I need to change. Because I don't have cable. Like, it's not like you go to the TV and flip through channels, right? It's not 2004 in here.
You weren't around when there were TVs without remotes. So you haven't lived in that era. You've lived in an era where you lose a remote and you scramble and look for it for an hour. Mm-hmm. But to actually live in an era where you had to get up and change the channel, or your dad would say, hey, go change the channel. That's like before there were remote controls. That's why people had children.
No doubt. But this was also when there were six channels.
Yes.
I turn on one app and I'm on that app for hours.
Yeah, that's true.
So if I have a means to manually change the app or scroll whatever, I would rather get up to the TV and do that and have access to sourdough bread than be able to scroll with a remote and not have access to sourdough.
I'm gonna take the other side.
I'm not even sure it's close.
You'd rather never
eat sourdough bread again.
And have to manually get up. Yes.
You just got to walk over to the TV right now and hit the button and it'll take you where you need to go on YouTube TV.
What about those days where
you're not sure what you want to watch
and you got to sit there and look and look and look?
You're at breakfast and they say, okay, what kind of toast do you want? You're going to have white wheat or sourdough, and you are now constricted to wheat and white for the rest of your life?
That would be a disappointment.
That's a disaster.
It would be a disappointment.
That would be terrible.
I agree, but as someone who lived in an era where it didn't matter how many channels you had, but you had to go up and there was like a turn dial and click, 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 click.
Right, but that's an era. Again, this is an era where, hey, man, Family Feud is now over. Now we need to jump over to catch Columbo. And now you got to walk over and you got to change it. It doesn't happen now.
No, I know.
You're going to the TV so much less. You're not flipping channels.
Yeah, but you're telling me that I've got to go and like manually change that?
Okay, look, here's the difference. Watch. I'm going to go. Watch me go to the TV right now.
Okay.
And understand that the time this is going to take, you're going to have to narrate because it's going to be dead air.
Okay.
But understand that the time this is going to take to move the TV around.
Okay.
To get it where I want, I don't even know if this TV has the functionality to do what I need it to do.
No, I don't think it does.
But again, I'm in this fake world. There's a TV that allows you to do this.
Okay.
Okay. Understand that the time that this is taking versus never having sourdough bread again. Okay, here we go.
Kyle is getting up. He's taking his headphone off.
This is the remote.
Okay.
It's going to function as this. So let's pretend I'm walking over the TV. Okay, let's see. I need to click studios.
Okay, well, but you're still using the remote.
Yeah, but in this scenario, the remote is like attached to the TV.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Where you have like, you can change a channel on. Okay.
Right. So I can do all this. I just just can't take the remote with me.
Yeah, but
so we're gonna go.
So Kyle is trying to change a channel. He's struggling. This is a struggle right now already. So what Kyle doesn't understand is that, like, when I was young, not only did you have to...
But I would rather have sourdough bread than have this remote work. This is a thing.
Never. No, I'm telling you. Like, I had in my bedroom, I had our old TV, and not only did you have to manually change a channel, but then... You had a secondary knob that was behind the channel changing knob to fine tune the channel you're watching. And then, like, we even, Kyle's destroyed everything. Now he's just accidentally shut everything off. I really enjoy sourdough bread, but I also like rye bread, and I also like other forms of bread, and... Like, I think I could make it. I don't know, Kyle.
I don't know how we've gotten here.
This did not work at all. Kyle's attempts.
Neither does the remote.
Yeah, the remote, for whatever reason, is not working right now. So.
But if Seth, our engineer, came in here and said, I can fix that remote or you can have this loaf of sourdough. No question for me, dog. Not even a question. I read this morning. That's James and Kyle. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Welcome to the program. I hope this isn't the first time somebody's listening.
Well, if it is,
it's not usually this insane.
It's okay.
We're usually more buttoned up.
We don't usually have two guests at one time.
No, and we also we have at least Abe coming in later. Abe Cannon from KRXQ 98 Rock.
Yeah.
The afternoon drive guy. Love Abe. He'll be popping in. He is a White Sox fan. And he's also in the fantasy. We'll talk about fantasy real quick, but I need to get his thoughts as a White Sox fan.
Okay. I mean, because he is from Chicago.
Yes. Yeah. He is a Chicago dude for sure. So last night, Maury Brown, who does a bunch of like business and sports type of writing, is a Seattle guy, Mariners fan, and was bemoaning the Mariners' inability to beat the Athletics. And I went, he said the Mariners haven't gotten a hit since this inning, blah 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 blah. This is the A's we're talking about. I was like, hey man, haven't the A's been better than the Mariners for like a long stretch of time now?
Over 2 months.
The Mariners are 9 games ahead of the A's. Don't get it twisted. The A's are not gonna catch the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and looked, the A's 30-22 since July 1. The Mariners 22-30.
That's wild.
And then the A's beat them last night in a walk-off. So 31-22 and 22-31 now.
Mm.
So I was tweeting about this. And somebody said, now do the White Sox.
Oh, no.
The White Sox since July 1st. So that is 2 months of baseball. Have won 7 baseball games.
Oh.
They are 7-42.
That is, man, that's bad, man. You almost have to try. And I watched, did you see the two dudes run into each other trying to catch a fly ball yesterday?
Yes. Like, routine fly ball. Looked like a movie about a bad baseball team.
It looks like Little League baseball. Like, it looks like these guys are failing in like a Little League way. It's very strange.
It's insane, dude. So, the White Sox in that stretch since July 1, they've won 7 games. They have scored 1 or fewer runs 17 times. Historically bad baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe the worst team we'll ever see.
I mean, they're going to lose well over 100 games.
They've already lost over 100.
Are they going to lose 110?
They might lose 120, dude.
That would be so shocking.
Can they lose 120? Hang on. They might not be able to mathematically.
I'm going
to
guess that they can.
The White Sox they have lost 109 games.
Oh, no.
It's September 4th.
How many games do they have left?
22.
There's no way they're going 500.
If they go 500, they lose 120 games. If they go 500 the rest of the way.
They could lose 125, Kyle. What is the worst?
I think I would be shocked if they didn't lose 125. They're on pace.
That's absolutely crazy.
Let's see. What's their winning percentage? 221.
You know, I think it's interesting because, you know,
they're on pace to win 36 games.
That is so crazy.
That is
so that's 126. That's 126 and 36. Yeah. So the A's are moving to Sacramento for the next season. So like we've been trying to get more involved. Both Kyle and I are A's fans, and we've been honest about that the whole time. And I think watching them right now, I'm feeling more and more excited every time I watch them. And not because they're moving to Sacramento, but because they're actually becoming like a really exciting story in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we actually might get to watch halfway decent baseball in Sacramento.
Yeah, man. I've been on this tip.
Yeah.
This is the 2017 A's, dude.
Yeah.
The 2017 A's weren't as bad early in the year as this A's team was, but they also weren't as good through the entire second half of the year as this A's team has been. This is the logical, typical flow of the Oakland Athletics.
Yes.
And they hit that valley. They went to the postseason, which they made it in 2020. And did they make it in 21 as well?
Man.
But then they were really bad for those couple of years.
Yep.
And then, oh, look at that. Some of their young players have started to come up, and they've started to be around, and they've started to figure it out. And now they're on the rise. They're going to win 65 or so games this year. I think next year you're probably looking at something a lot closer to 500, and then you're probably looking at a playoff team the next year, because that's just what the A's do.
It's absolutely wild. They win for 3 years, then they lose for 3 years. Then they win for 3 years, and then they lose.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. In 2015, they won 68 games. In 2016, they won 69. Then they won 75, and then jumped to 97 and 97. And then in the 60-game season, 36 and 24, and lost in the ALDS. But yeah, they became like really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are
now things. They're on the swoon.
Yeah, now they're in the swoon. We went from...
Ticking back up.
86, 60, 50, and they're at 61 right now, and they've got 20-some. I think they're going to win 70-something games.
That'd be crazy.
I think it would be wild if they win, like, 71, 72 games, and maybe they could even, like, outside shot at, like, 74, 73, 74 games. That would be absolutely crazy.
Be insane.
The way that they're playing right now. I mean, and
they're over under when the season started was like 56 and a half.
Yeah, 56 and a half, 57 right there. Yeah. But,
and they're already at 61 with a month to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's been super impressive, and I'm with you. I think if they got to figure their pitching out, that's been a little bit up and down this year.
They do, but they have some young pitchers that are all of a sudden getting some burn.
Yeah, so if that trend continues and they kind of continue to figure that thing out, then maybe you're looking at the postseason next year. But I definitely think, and this is what Kenny the other day said, you know, I think John Fisher he's playing the long game, and he's going to spend all this money in the last couple of years. Like, I don't think he's ever going to spend any money, but I think they're just going to be really good for probably their first 2 or 3 years here.
I think the way that they take a gigantic leap is if they can go out and get a legitimate, you know, top of the order starting pitcher to balance. And I don't think they will. And that's going to be the biggest thing. So if they could get like a legitimate, even a number two or number three starter, or maybe two top, you know, two, three, four starters, they would have a shot, because I think you can piece something together with Joey Estes and JP Sears and maybe Osvaldo Beetle.
I don't want to give anybody some false hope that John Fisher is going to come in and suddenly be like, oh yeah, hey, let's go get a top end starter. If he does, awesome, cool, it'll be a first. But I don't want to start painting some picture that the A's are going to suddenly start doing that, because there's no evidence that they will.
No, I totally agree with that. And then the other thing, right now I love watching Brent Rooker play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing, I mean, he's been exceptional.
He's been incredible.
He's got 33 homers, 93 RBI. He's batting .294. I want to see him play at Sutter Health Park for the A's so bad. Mm-hmm. But this franchise, I can't guarantee that he's going to make it through the summer. you know, the one guy I think everyone knows that will make it through the summer and is going to be a big part of what they're doing moving forward is Lawrence Butler. And my goodness, dude, he's literally becoming a superstar.
He's like, so fun.
Right in front of us.
He's so fun.
Yeah.
He's just figuring it out. Watching good players figure it out is one of the most thrilling parts of being a sports fan. Player that you're watching and you go, hey, there's something there, man. Like, hey, he's not quite over the hump yet, but dude, there's a little, and you said it at the beginning of July, and I said, yeah, like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And then he just kept hitting and hitting and hitting, and he's still hitting.
He's on a 12-game hit streak.
Mm-hmm.
He's up to 21 homers. I think he is going to sneak in and steal the AL Rookie of the Year. And we talked about this last week and was like, he's not even in the top 10 in betting odds. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he's got 21 homers. He's got 54 RBI. He's batting .265. The guy who's leading, I think he's got 21 homers. He's got 49 RBI, and he's batting .245. That's the odds-on favorite, the Orioles outfielder.
Yeah, Colton Cowser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking now.
Absolutely wild. So, yeah, I think it's
good. Maybe BetMGM has him. Sorry, keep going.
No,
I am flummoxed as to why he is not in the running here, why Lawrence Butler is not even on the board.
No, and I went through and I looked at, you know, what is it, your qualifications to be eligible for Rookie of the Year, and it's 130 at-bats, and last year he had 129 at-bats, and it's 45 games, and he played in 42. I've looked, and I think he is eligible, and he's actually won two of Player of the Week awards, which E. Eaton says in the chat. He's, I think, the first A to win two Player of the Week awards in like many, many years. So, yeah.
He's not even, BetMGM doesn't even have him.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's not still not on the radar, because his hit streak and...
There has to be an explanation.
Yeah, there has to be an explanation.
I don't think it's a market thing. Because plenty of A's players have won Rookies of the Year and MVPs and Cy Youngs and all that.
I mean, they've had streaks of three Rookie of the Years in a row.
Yeah, right? Canseco, McGuire, and Weiss?
Is that right? Yeah, but they did it again with, I think, Crosby.
Stills, Nash.
No, it wasn't Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Or Young. No, it was.
Oh, that was...
Ben Grieve.
No, that's not right. Ben Grieve was too early. He was like 98. Bobby Crosby was something. I can't remember. I have blocked this out of my head.
Yeah.
I'm also still stuck on the Lawrence Butler of all this.
No, it's... Let's see. Rookie of the Year... The A's, Andrew Bailey won Rookie of the Year.
Andrew Bailey, that's it. Yeah, the closer.
But that's not the year I was talking. Okay, so there is Bobby Crosby. There's Ben Grieve. Man, they've won a lot. So they didn't win back-to-back after the Walt Weiss, Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco streak.
Right.
Yeah. It's them.
It was those three guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, Houston Street won Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
That was in 2005. Texas and then 2009, Andrew Bailey. That's crazy. So, I'm here for it.
I'm stuck on this Lawrence Butler thing now.
Yeah, why he's not eligible?
Yeah. Does he not have enough plate appearances or something?
No.
To be eligible?
Maybe it's 350, but he's right there.
How many does he have? How many plate appearances?
I think he's at 360.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm trying to figure something out here, and I can't.
Somebody needs to come up with a reason why Lawrence Butler's... It's possible he was up with the team too many games last year. He's at 332 at-bats, so maybe you need 350?
I think he doesn't qualify as a rookie. That would be the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, but I think it
because when I filter when I'm on a stat site and I'm trying to sort this out, I'm trying to sort this out because it's really bothering me now. And when I filter out the rookies, he is not among them.
Well, some outlets have players as Lawrence Butler, Xavier Edwards, and Matt Walden listed as rookies. They are no longer eligible by NBA standards.
MLB standards.
MLB standards. Yeah, I'm going to have to...
There it is. That explains it.
Okay. There's got to be something, but then you can see why, you know, other people are like making their case for him to be Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I know the requirements are it's 130 at-bats. If you go over 130 at-bats, you're done. 50 innings pitched or 45 days on an active roster of a major league club.
Oh, 45 days on the active roster?
Yeah.
Oh, then he definitely blew past that last year.
Well, I don't know how many days he was out. Well, we'd have
to look. 42 games.
Yeah, but when was he called up? So... Yeah, I don't know. It must be issue. That must be the issue. So it happens.
Yeah, if he's not eligible, that would definitely throw a wrench in his Rookie of the Year.
I know this. I looked it up yesterday. I was like, "Hey, why is it that he's not eligible?" And it must be within like a day or two. But I do know like he only played 42 games.
Yeah, yeah. So he must have been up for the requisite number of days to have his rookie status revoked this year. Real quick, we were on the White Sox to start this segment.
Yeah.
The historically bad White Sox, they're 78 games under 500. The American League Central has five teams in it.
Mm-hmm.
Four teams in that division are above 500. And as a division, their combined record is 34 games below.
Oh.
Because of the White Sox.
That's wild.
Isn't that insane?
That's, man,
that's bonkers to me.
Dude, they are 78 games under 500.
Yeah. 31 and 109.
That is absolutely insane.
They could win 70 games in a row and still be way under 500.
They are 49 and a half games back of the...
Just of their division.
Yeah. Of the... The Commanders.
How many games?
Not
how many,
Commanders.
Guardians.
Guardians.
How many games back of the American League lead do you think they are?
They've got to be, well, let's see, 80, 81. Oh, they're 51. 50 and a half.
50. I didn't think. I'm hoping for a guess.
Well, just because I look.
Math.
Yeah. It's a Baltimore's only a game
the,
above.
The Angels are in second to last, 23 games back.
So
the White Sox are 27 games back of second to last place, and that is more games. They are more games behind the second to last place team than the second to last place team is from first place.
Mm.
That's insane, dude.
That's wild.
Insane. What a season. What an incredible Major League Baseball season. Do we want to... Here, let's do the James Harden thing now, or at least let's get into it. I read this morning. This is what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
James Harden just very quietly going to pass Ray Allen for most threes in NBA history this year, or second most threes in NBA history.
It's just
like, how did we get here? And this, it's never been said once. I've never seen this. I'd never heard of this until today.
It's because it's changed like so much over the last decade.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely crazy. I mean, James Harden had a season. What do you shoot? 1,100 three-pointers?
Yeah, in just a ridiculous amount.
I mean, that's where he was going to always be. I mean, he was going to compete with Steph no matter what, just because of the sheer volume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a season where he averaged 13.2 three-point attempts per game.
Man.
13.2 by himself.
13 just threes, not field goals.
Not... Yeah, he shot, oh, my bad, 1,028. It's the record, I believe. He also had an 843, a 722, a 756, just three-point attempts.
Man.
He's got 8,082 three-point attempts in his career.
Oh, my God.
And he's almost hit 3,000.
Is he at 37% shooting?
36.4.
That's a lot of threes for a dude that's not hitting 37%+.
That is a lot of threes.
We'll continue digging into this, and I also want to play that Brandon Ayuk sound, what he had to say about his contract negotiation, because it piqued my interest, and I think proved some of the reporting after the contract signing correct. We'll tell you why next on ESPN 1320. That's James and Kyle. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I hit the wrong button. Here we go. We're going to go to break now.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm Kyle, that's James, they're Jiffy Lube, they're omnipresent and the sponsor of this program, and 98 Rock's own Abe Cannon?
Yes.
Abe Cannon
in
the building.
Thank you.
Wearing a White Sox hat.
Am I?
You're here to talk fantasy football.
Should I be ashamed of wearing this hat as you're wearing the Oakland Athletics hat?
The
only two historically worse.
31-22 since July 1, thanks. The A's tearing it up lately.
Nice.
Three games coming up in Chicago at Guaranteed Rate Field, by the way, in a couple weeks.
Awesome. I can't wait to see the Sox and the A's play here in Sacramento next year.
Yeah, that's that's going to be great for you.
That's the first month, yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Kyle,
what?
You realize the A's have as many wins since July 1st as the White Sox have total.
Yeah. The
31.
Sox are horrible.
Damn. historically.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
It's the worst team ever.
They might literally go down as that. It's hard to do.
Yeah. I'm happy because the owner is horrible, Jerry Reinsdorf, and they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And now he wants a new stadium. Like, you don't get a new stadium. You're trash. You don't earn a new stadium by being garbage.
Well,
the A's did. They had to leave town to do that.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. Anyways, you're in our fantasy football league apparently twice.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
I was sent the invite, and somehow I don't know. They said I accepted it twice. So if you go to, I'm in like four or five leagues. So if you go on your app.
Oh, my Lanta.
I had this league twice. And why do you guys share a team? It's a $50 league.
Because we're the last team that were invited.
Yeah, they
at the time,
what? 12th guy.
And at the time when we were invited, you had two teams. That's on the list. It said Abe's team number one and Abe's team number two.
Isn't that something the commissioner should have taken care of? Like if I were a commissioner and
I'm commission earlier and he put the blame squarely on you.
Oh, he did?
No.
Well, if I were a commissioner,
trying to drum up.
It's fine if he did, because if I were the commissioner, now I went out of my. They're like, oh, we're one team short, so I'm like, let's get Ken Anthony from the Eagle.
Yeah,
I made that happen in 10 seconds.
It was everyone's crazy like, how fast it was,
because I make things happen.
You do.
See, normally everyone's like, I guess I'll ask some people. I'm like, let me put in a call. Let me make this, and I made it happen.
Did you get on the horn?
I texted him. I said, hey, do you want to be in the league? He's like, sure. Okay.
Wait, hang on. Ken from the Eagle.
Yeah.
Texted you back that quick?
Yeah.
That's great. Ken has a I don't text back fast face. He looks like a dude who takes a day or two to get back.
Not only does he text you back, he texts you back forever. Like the conversation goes on for an hour.
Oh. Now that also tracks.
Yeah.
That also
it's a long texting thread,
right? So okay, so
by the way, what do you think of Caleb? What do you know? So it just keeps going and going.
Oh. What do you think of Caleb? That's a great question.
He's great.
Yeah, I think he's going to be awesome. The Bears are going to be good.
By the way, on my show on Fridays, I do the best bet of the week. Historically, I've had a 70% winning percentage picking NFL picks.
That is remarkable. That's a really good number
over the last like many years, around 70%. And I pick one game each week. I look at the spreads. If it doesn't make sense, for instance, if the 40, who's a horrible team this year?
The Patriots.
Okay, so if the 49ers are playing the Patriots, and it was the 49ers minus two, it doesn't make sense, right? It should be minus 14,
that's
right?
Plus two all day.
So I would take the Pats.
Yep.
That's how I make my picks every week. I do that every week, and 70% over the last 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, the baseline.
And now I can't bet on football here, so I'm glad I'm on ESPN. I need a bookie. What's the number here? I need an illegal bookie, or I need some way to put in bets.
916-909-1320, 916-909-1320, if you can be an illegal bookie for
I need a way to put in my bets. I'm going to have to, California's forcing me, because I might have to get an illegal offshore account. I said I want to put together a degenerate bus ride every Friday, to either Tahoe or Reno.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys would be down for that.
I'm so down.
Every Friday. Okay, so we take all the degenerates. We take 10 from ESPN, 10 from 98 Rock.
Okay.
We take the degenerate bus
ride. We've got a gang of them here in the chatty house.
We could probably get that sponsored. The degenerative bus ride.
Yeah.
Degenerate, not degenerative.
Well, whatever.
Oh, degenerate.
Yeah, it's not a disease. I don't have a bone problem.
We had people in the chatty house. We had people in the chatty house. We'd be like, hey, preseason starts tonight. And somebody's like, yeah, I got the Texans plus three against the Saints.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's preseason. Don't bet on that.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
But I love this idea.
So Fridays, after my show, it ends at 7,
mm-hmm.
we have the bus pick us up here at the radio station, right, okay. in beautiful Roseville, California.
Love
right?
it.
We take the ride to whatever's the closest.
How are
we
by Kiki's Chicken.
What's that? Oh, yeah, right by Kiki's.
Get Kiki's.
See,
on,
Kiki's
on
could
the bus.
Be on board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Yeah.
I'd love it. I just went to Kiki's yesterday.
Love Kiki's.
I get the 8-ounce thing of blue cheese that's like a
it's thing just of a little bucket of
massive.
Blue cheese.
Delicious.
Incredible.
Anyway, back to what we were saying. We were mm-hmm. talking about the Fantasy League, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I got Ken. I made it happen. So, if I'm a commissioner and I see Abe twice, wouldn't you be like, hey, why is Abe on there twice? He didn't 1,000%. Even look.
1,000%.
He didn't even know that Paul wasn't signed in.
I think you and I went on the elevator together. You had a bunch of stuff, so I hopped on the elevator with you the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you've got two teams. I told you that. I remember, and I'm like, yeah, me and Kyle are going to share a team, and you've got two teams.
Oh, I guess I didn't know what you were talking about when you said that. I think I thought you meant other leagues or something.
No.
Oh.
Blew me off.
I didn't even know. I was confused.
So you thought James said, man, you have multiple fantasy teams, so Kyle and I have to share one.
I didn't know what was going on. But what I do know is it's the commissioner. How did I find a player? They told me we needed a player. I found one in 10 seconds.
Oh. It was remarkable. I said I'd reach out to somebody here at 1320. Before I could even say I'll reach out to someone at 1320, before I could even put that text thread together,
yeah,
you were like, Ken's in. Wait, what?
Well, I told you this too. You guys have a text thread. I'm not on the text thread.
Yeah, okay, so here's what happened.
Oh, you're not
that.
In that? Oh, because no, you're not considered a real player. You're one of those silent partners.
Yeah.
You're Tom Brady.
Oh.
A fake owner.
No, well, here's this, and this is James. Now, this is on me now.
Let's test this out. I'm going to text Ken right now and tell him to come in here. See how fast he comes in here.
All right, here. Wait, tell me when you hit send.
We're just bringing in everyone.
This is Studio 2.
Unless he left. I mean, we just had a major meeting.
Yeah, it looked hectic.
Those major meetings.
The Hard Rock Live soundstage looks incredible, by the way.
We're not on that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not on the major meetings because, like, the major meetings always happen at 11.
Exactly.
And we got a show.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
there
he is right there.
Dude.
Hang on. Did he just see my text? Hang on. He's
looking. We can see Ken out the window.
I have to film this.
We can.
So
can
we're
I get.
Watching this in real time.
Yeah, here we go.
Ken reading my
Ken
text.
Is.
This is Ken reading my text.
Over there.
Let's see if he's
behind
talking.
Abe. I think he is. Texting you back. This is hilarious.
And over. Oh, look at these zoom.
Come on, Ken.
In.
Make a play. Make a play, Ken.
Turn around, Ken.
You got to make a play, Ken.
Turn around, please.
Ken.
Jesus, what's he texting?
And you know, right next to Ken
is
Karoche.
He's a hunt and peck texter, too.
Oh,
that
no.
also tracks.
Hang on. He's texting me a lot of stuff here. Yeah. Unless maybe he's texting someone else.
Oh.
Hey, it'd be so funny if he's doing all this typing and then just sends back K.
We've got Karoche right next to him, and Karoche got the highest grade in our draft.
Yeah, shout out to Karoche.
Yeah.
So this is what happened is they had 11 players. I was talking to Charlie one day. Aaron is in a closed door meeting. Gets up.
Aaron's the main boss here.
Aaron's
for those
the
that
boss,
don't know.
Right? Aaron's the tribal chief, and he. I just recently learned that's a wrestling thing. Kenny and D'Lo. Kenny and D'Lo call him.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, right. That's
Roman Reigns. Yeah,
right. I just recently learned that was a thing. So he gets up and opens the door and points at Charlie and goes, "You're recruiting him, right?" Like to what?
What the hell's Ken
hey,
doing?
Here comes Ken.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, this is great. Ken,
this is one of the top guys.
Ken, we're going to, by accident, have every member of the Odyssey Fantasy League, except for Vince, who's a Cowboys fan and is not afraid to let anybody know it.
How does this work? Ken, how does this mic on?
Ken, I got to tell you, I was very impressed to learn that you're a fast texter. You have a vibe of a person who takes a day or two to text back.
No, actually, I'm a voice to text person. That's probably why it might happen that way. But I am the worst voice to texter ever. I'll talk to my daughters and I'll say, love dad. It comes out, love Dan. So, so they call me Dan now. Seriously, they call me Dan. It's never dad anymore. It's kind of like an inside joke.
Ken, let's get to the real point here, Ken. Right. What do you think about, number one, no one inviting you into the fantasy league? Number two, me inviting you in after they just decided not to invite you at all?
Yeah.
Then there's a big controversy because the commissioner didn't look and he saw that one of the people that he thought was in the league didn't sign in.
Right. Yeah.
It's no one's fault. And I always have to look out for my guy, Ken, because he's my top guy.
Here's how it happened for me. I you know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Andy goes, hey, you want to be in our fantasy league? I go, yeah, sure. And I don't hear anything. Then Abe texts me on Sunday, says, hey, you want to be in the fantasy league? I go, yeah, I thought Andy told me about that about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
You know what that means? It means they got the yeses, and they decided, yeah, we're not going to put Ken in.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They decided that
because they thought the league was full because they got two yeses from Abe.
Yeah,
well, they got two yeses.
And how does the commissioner not delete one? Like, don't you look?
Right. You got to make a play.
I have some serious questions about this commissioner, the way this whole thing came down. But I will tell you this. I felt really bad. I ran into Paul Marshall in the hall a little while ago.
You stole his team.
I stole his team. And
which is Abe's fault.
But he's really upset. I mean, he's upset. He wants to sue me now, you know.
Oh, man.
He did seem mad because I saw Ken say, hey, Paul, come here. And Paul gave him the finger. He's like,
it was this finger.
To the chatty house.
It was the index finger.
Oh, the index
finger. Hold on. I'm talking now.
Hold on with not saying hold on, just the one finger up.
Yeah.
Dang. The full silent treatment.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So how did you guys do? I don't know.
So this is what, when you came in, right. I was telling the story. So the reason James and I teamed up is because Aaron said, hey, we need a 12th team. You guys are the 12th team.
Right.
And I wasn't going to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want James to do it alone. Right. I went, hey, content opportunity.
Yeah. But wait a minute.
So
you guys work at
ESPN. A la you guys being...
You guys, it's almost not fair. I mean, you guys are sports gods here. And you get to team up on your fantasy team.
Well, based on the draft, they're not really that godly. But, I mean, it looked okay.
Come on, man.
It looked okay. But here's the thing. You guys should have been the first two invited into the league.
That's why
were you guys number 12?
Abe, we should also have sponsors, but we don't have those either outside of Jiffy Lube. So,
hey, Kenny's that's
in
a great spot.
Kenny's in the building now. Kenny's not in the fantasy. Were you invited to the?
Of course he was.
Were you invited to the ESPN? Or I'm sorry, the Odyssey Sacramento Fantasy League. Kenny Caraway.
I don't know. I might have been. I might have been. I don't know.
He doesn't even care enough.
That's crazy.
To check.
I'm not a fantasy.
You want to talk
guy,
about a slow text backer?
Well, things happen. Yeah, I'm not a fantasy guy, but you know, I like the numbers. I like the games, betting on the games. You guys need to get, I'm gonna send you the invite. You need to get in the Pick'em League.
Oh,
you know what I mean, that we got going on.
Oh,
where everybody loses.
I need
to
get into this.
Almost every y'all come on, man. Send me the email. Text me the email. We'll get you in there. Everybody
text
in
the email. So get back to us in a few days.
Can I ask you guys? Can I ask you guys as sports experts? One of the biggest mistakes people in fantasy football make is wanting to pick guys from the team that they like the most. Well, you know what I mean? I'm a Raiders guy. I'm a Raiders guy, and I hardly ever pick the Raiders, except for if Devontae Adams is available. Of course, I want to take
Luckily,
him.
Luckily, I got him.
You know, can I trade for him? No, but why? That's smart strategy, right? Because you don't want to be too personally involved with the players you're picking.
Well, Casey, why don't you tell Ken your strategy here, your draft strategy?
Well, I don't pick any players of teams I don't like.
Wow.
No Rams.
Too close to it.
No NFC West.
I might get a Cardinal in there.
Even if it's
wait. No Seahawks, no Rams.
Hey, Kenny, even if it's CD Lamb, who's like going to projected to have an awesome fantasy.
If it's CD Lamb, if CD Lamb's on the board, that means somebody else that's not a Cowboy should be around.
Kenny.
Here. So I'll go, I'll take
so no Cowboys.
I'll take
Chiefs?
Justin Jefferson.
You do Chiefs. You have
Patrick Mahomes. He's a QB. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's really about it.
Wait, hang on. Let's go back to CD Lamb. The biggest controversy in the whole draft, Ken took Justin Jefferson before CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is going number one in most drafts. He felt, what did you have, four?
I was third.
He had the third pick. CeeDee Lamb fell all the way to fifth, who should have been the number one pick in the draft.
You know why? You know why? Because I don't like the Cowboys. I'm joking. I missed that one. I love Justin Jefferson. You saw that receiver.
Guys you want to root for.
I love this guy. I love this guy.
I just don't love Sam Darnold.
That's where I'm at.
That's
I'm with
true.
You,
James.
Was JJ
right.
better than CeeDee's last year? I don't know. Were they?
Yeah, but he had a better quarterback last year.
They're both really good. Yeah, but now
he had Cousins. I think Jefferson had better numbers.
He only had Kirk Cousins for half the year, and Justin Jefferson missed like three or four games. Right?
That's true.
Yeah, I think he only played like 10. Well, he missed a bunch.
It's going to be interesting. Going to be a lot of fun. I'm so glad I get to be in the league. sorry, Paul, if you're listening. Sorry, we really feel bad.
Oh,
for
he's
you.
Right outside the studio. He just gave us the finger.
If you feel bad, you can split a team with him, like me and Kyle do.
Just jump in. That's what we're turning into.
Well, he's a Raider fan too.
This is the draft
so.
Y'all was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. We had Abe tried to steal two teams, and then no.
Yeah. Well, they sent me. Somehow I ended up in there twice, but the commissioner, how do you not check?
Yeah,
and
that's
then Paul,
the commissioner.
Andy Hawk. We're and questioning
then,
his.
Who we had earlier in
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And then Paul decided to log in 4 minutes before the draft, and then he found out that everyone thought he logged in already.
Yeah,
he wasn't logged in. So we invited Ken. Ken took the spot.
He just stole the spot.
Well, no, they gave it. I had it yesterday. I had it the day before. The day before they invited me.
And I want to know why D'Lo
adamantly against fantasy.
These are my top guys in the whole building. Why are you guys invited last? You guys should have all been. You guys should have been the first three invites.
You know why? Because people are afraid that we're going to get our butts kicked because you guys are the professionals.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So no, I'll tell you guys.
Discrimination.
Okay. So D'Lo will not enter. So it don't even matter.
Okay.
He's
not a fantasy guy.
No, he hates fantasy.
Paul?
Okay. I don't like fantasy. I don't like it, but I don't hate it. So I'll
why don't you like it?
Because of what I'm talking about, like. I don't want to be forced to root for people or
other teams
that
that's
don't
interesting.
Want to be successful.
Yeah, yeah. You're
so
right.
Because of that, because of my strategy, I don't ever really win. So
right.
I'm not really crazy about it. But I'm in one with like my family, my in-laws. Been in it for like the last 5-6 years. It's fun. Yeah. We talk crazy or whatever. And I'm not that bad. Like I'm losing the second round of the playoffs or something like that.
Wow.
But I'm just not into it. I'm more into like. Yeah. Odds,
right.
betting.
Do you guys have a quick second for me to tell you this fantasy story, or are we up against it? Or what?
No, we got like we're out of here at 55.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah, quick second.
All right, so two years ago, I was kicking it in butt in this fantasy league I was in. I was number one in the league, went to the playoffs, won the first two, the final game. Okay, me and the second place guy. It was the game Cincinnati and Buffalo game.
The Hamlin game.
Oh,
yeah.
And I had Josh Allen as my quarterback. I was down by 5 points in the second quarter, projected to win by 25 because I had Josh Allen. And they called the game. So I ended up losing because they said, hey, there's nothing we can do. It's an official game. So I lost a lot of money, and I was number one in the league. So they put an asterisk next to my name. But can you believe the luck there?
That's
of course,
brutal.
it's all about him.
Of course.
But there were a lot of people that had the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to end on that game, that was crazy.
We split, like in our league. The two winners split because it was the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it was like, okay. Like the money, whoever won, but the money, like everyone splits.
Yeah.
So
tough. You know, look, it was all about him. But I'm sitting there going, I'm down by 5 points.
Yeah,
and every week you're like,
right?
Come on, get up,
please, DeMar, please.
It looks like he's going to start at safety for the Bills.
Amazing,
that's great.
Amazing.
Shout out to DeMar Hamlin.
Way to go, DeMar.
Great
all
right,
thank you.
D'Lo and Casey coming up next. What you guys got?
Just I want to give a shout out to my backup running back on my fantasy team, Isaac Guerrero.
Isaac Aranda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Running back. I got him on my team.
Okay. I love that.
I'm probably the only one in America.
Rostered on 1% of leagues. It's Kenny.
That's amazing.
All right. That's going to do it for us.
Thanks, guys.
Abe, Ken, thank you so much. I almost called you Dan. Ken, thanks for jumping in. D'Lo and Casey coming up next are going to take you to 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 1320. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We're back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Until then, drink water and be nice to people.